And also, if you'll turn with me to page 9, which is Lord's Day number 11 in the Heidelberg Catechism, and let us read responsibly questions numbers 29 and 30. Question number 29. Why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is, Savior? Because he saves us from all our sins, and because salvation is not to be sought or found in any other. Do those also believe in the only Savior, Jesus, who seeks their salvation and welfare from saints, themselves, or anywhere else? No. Although they make their boast of him, yet in their deeds they deny the only Savior, Jesus. For either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or they who by true faith receive this Savior must have in him all that is necessary to their salvation. So we made the confession, we looked at the confession of I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth the past couple Sundays, and now we move to a fuller exposition on the person and work of Jesus Christ. And the first question focuses in on simply the word or the name Jesus. What do we mean when we say Jesus Christ? If you, in your Bibles, in Matthew chapter 1, that particular name was given to this infant that was born, this baby that was born to a virgin, by an angel, a messenger sent from God. And that message came to Joseph when Joseph was struggling with the situation he faced. And the angel said in verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And so this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. And in verse 25, "And did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." And so when we say we believe in Jesus, we believe in the Savior of his people and the fulfillment of the prophecy that he is God with us, not God against us, not God opposed to us, but God who is with us. And so Jesus is our Savior. And in the Catechism, if you've noticed in both of the questions, one of the points that we find can be better argued or clearly argued by the apostles recorded in Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4, when the apostles Peter and John were arrested, and they were commanded not to preach in the name of Jesus, their response was, in verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And so the apostles understood the words of Jesus Christ, who he himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Jesus Christ, according to the apostles, his name, his person, and his work is the only way of salvation. And so our catechism, notice it mentions that a couple times. Question 29, because he saves us, and I love that statement, from all our sins, past, present, and future. And because salvation is not to be sought or found in any other. And so salvation is exclusively of the Lord and exclusively of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other religion, any other man-made attempt at salvation or becoming one with God or becoming God is a false man-made attempt Another way you could say it is it's sin. It's a denial of the only Savior, Jesus. And that's what question 30 says. Notice that. Do those also believe in the only Savior, Jesus, who then seek their salvation and welfare from other sources? And the answer, the short answer is no. They deny the only Savior, Jesus. Jesus is a complete Savior, and if you pursue any other additional, even for those, and the statement there is, what about those who claim to be Christian, but then also do these other things or seek an additional element? What one theologian says, Jesus plus my holiness, Jesus plus somebody else's holiness, Jesus plus these works, Jesus plus. And the answer is no, Jesus alone, Christ alone. To add anything else is to deny that Jesus is sufficient. We who by true faith receive this Savior, and we have in Him, we must have in Him, all that is necessary to our salvation. And so we don't intermix, we don't reject, we receive the only Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what we just confessed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.